Does your mind get muddled? Can you not remember your words, your speech, your pitch, your presentation on stage, live, in front of other people? No! Oh, it's frustrating. It's terrible. It hurts. You feel that feeling, that anxiety in your belly, in your chest, in your throat. You stumble, you go blank, and that's it. It's game over. You are struggling to hold on. It's difficult. I know because I've been there. I've been there and I don't ever want to go there again. And I'm going to share with you today exactly what you can do to better understand it and overcome it so it doesn't continue to happen to you. Now, I've got a private client at the moment whose name I will not mention out of respect, because I know they're going to watch this video also. And so I kind of wanted to put this together because it's work that we're working on and stuff that we've been talking about. And I wanted to sort of articulate it in a way that could be useful for others to understand. And what I'm going to do is essentially work backwards from the horrible feeling back to how you might have prepared yourself. And then from that point, right at the beginning of the preparation process, work back up in a better way that you can get to the outcome that you want, which is to speak with the clarity, confidence, and ease. Right? Isn't that right? That's the slogan, so I guess that's what I'm here to teach. So let's just say there's two outcomes. One is optimal and one is suboptimal. Right? Optimally, you want everything you say to be fresh in your mind, ding, as you're talking, and you don't even think about it. It just rolls off the tongue and you can focus on everyone. You're happy to be sharing those messages. That's a great way to do it, right? Wouldn't that be ideal? And then there's the other outcome, which is you lose your train of thought and everything goes to shit. You fall apart. You just, your mind goes blank. Your mouth goes dry. You want to die. I understand. Let's start with the second one here. What's happening to you in that moment? What's the feeling? Because when you're blank, you're already in it, right? It's already too late. You're frozen, stuck, apologetic, fearful, nervous, anxious, your mouth becomes dry. You feel judged, a bit guilty, helpless, hopeless, hapless. Not good. Is it? Now, you probably can't remember what happened just before that moment, but what just happened before that moment was the trigger. That's what set you off. And that trigger that set you off was a feeling, a spark, something triggered you and it felt like danger. Whether you recognized it as danger or not, it doesn't really matter. But your body thought it was under danger. That's why your concentration went, because it was focused on something else. So what happens is you get a rush of anxiety or cortisol, in your belly, and your blood thinks it's under attack. So it gets ready to run. So, energy drops out of your brain, physically goes to other parts of your body, because it thinks you're going to have a fight now, or you're going to have to run from a tiger, right? Which is crazy, because you're not in front of tigers and you're not just about to fight someone. Hopefully. So this idea that I've lost my train of thought might have been triggered by that feeling. And that feeling would have been triggered by an emotion that you're already attached to. And a narrative, an inner narrative that said something to you. Right? You have a little inner voice that tells you something that triggers that feeling of fight or flight, that then cuts off your brain. So we're working backwards now, okay? It'll be clearer by the time we get to the end, okay? So stay with me. You had a physical feeling in your chest, stomach, or throat. Your mind went blank. Just before that, you'd had the fight or flight response. And just before that, you told yourself something. You told yourself something negative. Something that you've likely told yourself in a pattern for a long time without realizing it. It's your unconscious doing that work. Something like, I can't do it. You're not good enough. They don't want you here. They want you to be quiet. Stop speaking now. You're making no sense. No one's listening. You're ugly. You're disgusting. You shouldn't be speaking. Get off. Stay quiet. We don't want you here. Whatever that message is, right? At some point in your life, you will likely have been told that or felt that you weren't good enough or shouldn't be talking. Now, I'd argue that there's a strong likelihood that happened in your childhood years between the ages of 2 and 8. I might be wrong, but there are some strong suggestions to say that most of our patterns and trauma responses come from those years in our life. Of course, things can happen all the way through our lives that set us off. And usually if something really bad happens to you, any point in your life, it kind of gets memorized as well. But a lot of these kind of feelings of self-consciousness, which is what this is because you're conscious of yourself, come from those early years. And they're not helpful. We've spent so long in those patterns that we can't really recognize, you know, them coming on. But sometimes we can. That's what I hope for you to start recognizing, is those triggers when they're coming on. Because once you recognize that, you can start to take control and start riding the wave of anxiety, understanding what it is, so it doesn't take over and it doesn't shock you and you don't lose your memory. Your logical conscious mind in a professional speaking environment can't make sense of it, right? It goes, I am scared of public speaking, because every time I do this, my mind goes blank, I feel like shit, and I just, my heart rate goes, my belly feels sick, my throat gets tight, and my chest feels like someone's standing on it. And when you try to rationalize these thoughts, when you try to understand them analytically, you can't, because they make no sense. They're misplaced. So what we need to do is put the correct thoughts in place of those feelings. And I don't mean when you're speaking publicly, you start running or start fighting people, because clearly you're going to get arrested or, you know, sacked or whatever. Your conscious mind, your brain, and your subconscious mind, or your body, if you like, your body and brain aren't aligned. They're not connected. One's doing one thing, the other's thinking the other. And this is where the disconnect happens. So we need to sort of get them in aligned, even if, you know, you'll still feel these feelings, but you'll understand them better and you'll feel more comfortable with them and you'll be able to ride through. Now, this is all down to your preparation, because preparation for public speaking or social environments is less about the information you're sharing and more about securing yourself to feel comfortable in your own skin. If you feel comfortable, relaxed, well-rested, hydrated, nourished, liked, that you have expressed yourself to others and you're not holding on to problems or issues, that's preparation. That's preparation for public speaking. Forget learning the information. However, learning information becomes much easier when you focus on the other people. And how do you do that? Rather than thinking about the information and keeping your intentions to yourself, you focus on how you're going to make the audience feel. When you focus outwards on how the other people feel, you can't be thinking about how you're feeling. You just can't. It's impossible. You can't do those two things at once, because it's the same part of the brain that's being used. So trying to affect others through focus and action, as opposed to retaining information and seeing how correct and perfect you are at that, you'll never meet the mark. Because you know through that method, you will trip up and you'll get anxious and you'll fall into this state of fight or flight and you'll lose your memory. You need to give up control already. And you're in control of that. You're in control of the preparation. You're in control of how you want the audience to feel. You're in control of how much sleep you get the night before. If you're hydrated, if you're well rested, if you've been in nature, if you've got shit off your chest. Now, this is fairly broad and general, but at the heart of it is the key to everyone's confidence and comfortability speaking in front of others. Because if you focus on your feelings will always distract you. Change your physical state and you will change your emotional state and psychological state, and you can control that, right? So breath work, very important. Taking saunas, cold plunges. Do that work on your nervous system and your body, and your emotional state will become more regulated. And when you take charge of that and focus your attention outwards to your audience, those feelings don't go away straight away. They will eventually if you continue to prepare yourself like this. But when they come, you can recognize them and you can say, yes, there it is. Why can you say that? Because now, A, you're recognising them. You're recognising them because I've made you aware of it and you have a new perspective towards it. You're preparing in a different way, as I've suggested. And with that preparation and that knowledge that it's coming, when you recognise it coming, it doesn't trigger you the same way. There's no disconnect because now your brain knows what that feeling in your body is. It doesn't get you by accident. It can't. But it still comes. You've done this as a pattern for a long time. So when it comes, you maintain focus and you say to yourself, yes, it's here. But yes, I've done the preparation. Yes, I'm ready. Yes, I knew it was coming. Taking that positive thought on these negative emotions will allow you to ride the wave rather than the waves to crash over you and drag you under. Which is what was happening before. And that's because you weren't aware. Now you're aware. You have no excuse not to do this kind of work now and this preparation. If you feel that anxiety when you get up on stage, you will feel it. I still feel it. I was in a casting workshop 2 days ago in Estonia. And there was a casting agent and a director there who I desperately want to work with. I was there and I had to go last. And that's the worst. Out of 20 people, I was waiting all day just to get my shot. And so adrenaline build up, but I knew it. I knew what it was and I knew how to counter it. So I worked on my breathing. I paid fully focused attention to other people and what they were doing, what was being said. I was present with others in the room. And once you're present with others, you're no longer so present with yourself. Well, you become more present. But it's an outward focus. But I still felt anxious. I still felt, but I was able to control what brought me there. So I was able to ride the wave, because once the wave comes, you have to ride it. You can't stop a wave. It will knock you over. So you've got to go with it. You have to feel that anxiety, feel that fear and do it anyway. I think there's a book called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. It sounds like a good book. I should get to that, really. So that's it. We worked back from what was causing those emotions, back to what you might have not done to prepare, to what you should do and I advise you do to prepare. Try it once. Try getting more regular sleep times, more regular feeding times, plenty of water the day before, not just on the day, and with electrolytes. So you've got enough salts, magnesium, zinc in your system that holds onto the water and retains it so you can be more hydrated. Because you don't want your physical body to get in the way of your speaking and your performance. You want your brain to be clear, your body to be light and free and limber and warm and ready. Then you're prepared, not just by retaining information. That's what's putting you off. You, if you know your subject well enough, you can write yourself out a set list, just the key points. And you can check that from time to time and go back to it. If you get lost, you'll always be able to find your way back to a set list. And it's non-evasive. You can keep it at the side. So don't worry too much. Know that that feeling will come and you can ride that feeling. And if you celebrate it for coming and your acknowledgement of it being there, you're winning, and it's going to get easier and easier and easier, and you'll feel much more comfortable giving over your focus to others and sharing your message, communicating yourself with love and positivity, as opposed to self-aware, self-conscious and frightened, like a child, like the child that learned to feel that way in the first place. Please leave me a comment. Tell me how you're feeling, and please try this out. It works. It really does. Leave me a comment, say hi, share this with someone who needs to hear it. If I'd love you to like the video, and if you haven't subscribed already, subscribe. My name's Darren. This is Improve Your Voice, and until the next time, be kind to yourself. Look after your voice.
I have so many tales to tell, and up till now, I've been telling them real badly, so I